Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise wrap up. I'm Amy, here as always, the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I am ready to tell you all of my secrets.
Ooh. Is one of your secrets who else is on the podcast with us?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I told you guys, my brain is soup. I can't even come up with a funny joke. We could not talk about hot dummies on an island without RHAP's foremost professional when it comes to hot dummies on an island, Kirsten McInnes. What is up? Welcome to your first Bachelor in Paradise recap.
Hi, thank you for having me. I feel like I'm just so grateful that I've been embraced by you two because I kind of stole your brand, like the like no name. I'm like the no name version of like what you do is what I do, and I just kind of ran with it and made it my brand. I'm just glad you're not like suing me.
No, we are A, too lazy, B, too poor, C, love you too much to sue you.
Yes, we need you to listen to. So it's been way too long since you've been with us.
It's been way too long. I think, when was the last time I was on? When we talked about that weird child, like having a baby show?
Did we make you watch Labor of Love?
Just the premiere.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
We've had a whole pandemic since then.
Pandemic S right there.
Mm-hmm. You know I would do anything for you.
God, I can't believe you watched that show.
You guys watched all of it, right?
Oh, yeah. My God, yeah. And, like, we did weekly recaps of it.
And they only lasted... It was, like, keeping us going.
Yeah. The recaps lasted 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. And then we would just talk about getting through
life.
Sometimes
that's how it goes, yeah. You know?
That mixed with music... whatever it was called, Music of the Heart.
Yeah.
That show banged.
I did not watch that show.
I would have been thrilled with a second season.
I wouldn't mind it, actually.
I know that this, like, we have all immediately strayed so far from the light.
We're here to talk about Bachelor in Paradise. So says the title. We're probably not going to talk that much about Bachelor in Paradise.
So, but how did that song show work? Like, Listen to Your Heart or Songs of Your Heart or whatever it was called?
So for the first 2 weeks, they got to, like, it was kind of Bachelor in Paradise-y, where they, like, new people came in and there was date cards. And then, like, the last, like, 6 weeks of the show, they had, like, performances. So they'd, like, pair up with somebody that they wanted to bang and sing cover songs. And then the judges would judge who had the most chemistry and who would bang the most. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the least compatible and bangable would go home.
And had celebrity judges mixed with, like, one... Bachelor Nation couple as a judge each week.
Well, and I guess you've got like a million and one country singers on these shows, so like you have some at least like okay singers too.
Yeah, no, like they were genuinely talented. The cover of that song from A Star Is Born still gives me the chills when I watch it to this day. And yes, I do still watch it to this day. Will I ever watch A Star Is Born? Don't sign me up.
A Star Is Born is sad. I wouldn't recommend it for you.
I don't do sad movies, only thrills.
Yeah, like it's a good movie for someone who wants like sadness, but like I wouldn't recommend sadness to you.
So like I don't need to watch it.
Exactly.
Yes, it's good to. Yeah, I regretted watching it after I watched it. So there you go.
And speaking of having depression, that's how I felt after watching these episodes of Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, like, yeah. I forced you to do this. I basically strong-armed you into saying, like, you are coming on the podcast this season.
I mean, I'm happy to come on. I'm happy to talk to you. I just have discovered that I, like, don't like this show very much. So I'm sorry to all the hardcore fans.
You don't like the Bachelor franchise, or you don't like specifically Bachelor in Paradise?
Well, I've fallen off the Bachelor franchise. I always try to watch, and then I watch like two episodes and then that's over and I can never keep up. And so then as a result, I don't know any of these people on VIP. And then I feel like the drama is stupid. Like, that's not that like, my shows that I talk about are like good. Like, their drama is all stupid too. But I like don't have to have the backstory to understand it on other shows.
All right. Yeah. So who, if you were going on Bachelor in Paradise, who would you make out with?
Who would I make out with? Well, that one guy's 6'6", right? So.
Oh my God. Do not make out with Thomas. He is trouble. I knew you were going to say that, Kirsten. I can't even come on here as a Thomas
we're
defender.
We're all going to come after you.
Oh, I'm not group of guys. Defending Thomas. I'm just saying, okay, he's 6'6". I'd probably make out with him.
She'd pull a Serena. She'd be like, I won't be mad if it's me to make out with him. And then I'll dump him after that.
I think that seems reasonable to me.
Like, I'm not saying I would date him or like have babies with him or anything, but like, he's 6'6".
He is 6'6". So that happened in the second episode, but one of our newcomers in the first episode was Demi. But yes. We saw her come in the last episode, but now we just got like the extended cut of her entry. Like, why? Right. For what reason?
We got to see it all over again with like extra back and forth with David Spade.
It's so weird because, first of all, they made it seem like she went in twice, which I know that's not true. Like, why is she entering twice? And then, like, I do know Demi. Like, I did watch Colton's season and I did watch most of her season of Paradise that she was on before. I don't think I finished it. So, like, I know her. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she is not the Demi that I used to stan.
No.
I very much agree with that. Me and Brian Scally have been texting about like how disappointing Demi has
without
been.
Without me?
And without me?
Okay.
It all comes up, Kirsten.
Anyways, well, Amy and I have been texting about it too.
But yeah, this is then. Demi 3.0. I have to agree that something's different. It's like, she's just coming in to what her entrance is, stir the pot. It's not.
Yeah, but it doesn't. But it's frustrating because it's like not fun or like, nor does it feel natural at all. It's just like, it feels very forced.
You don't think she's attracted to that? You don't think she's like genuinely attracted to this group of guys? Like, yeah. She and Brendan were just like he broke her heart.
Yeah, see, that was weird, right?
Right.
So she goes on a date with Brendan. Good choice. He's hot. They do a little makeout. He says, I'd like to continue seeing other people. And she takes this as like a full on deep-hearted rejection of this guy she met 25 minutes ago on the first or the second day of a show in which you're supposed to date a bunch of people.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Like, there's a format here and she knows the format. She's been here before, but it doesn't seem like she respects the format.
No, it's like you like this guy that much that like you want him to wipe up with you. No, it's not going to happen.
It's been 5 minutes. Like, stop it with the clinging behavior, like stage 5 clinger over here. Enough. Like, and if she's going to stir the pot, at least like stir the pot in a fun way. Like, she kept saying, oh, a storm is coming, a storm is coming. Where was the storm, Demi?
Well, she kept pretending like she was totally above it. So I'm going to go back to my text with Brian Scally, my best friend. So he sent me a couple that was like, that people have tweeted, like, Demi, don't come here if you have someone at home. Also, Demi, like a picture of her and Christian from last time.
And then different. Come on.
But still, you have someone. And then so she also said, Demi, I didn't watch Tayshia's season. Also, Demi, it's like a quote tweet of her saying, like, get their asses, Tayshia, Queen Tangs.
Like live tweeting.
Yeah, live tweeting Tayshia's season. It's like, girl, you don't have to pretend you like you're above it. Your whole career is because of this show, and that's fine.
Why is she lying to us?
Yeah, like you think Bachelor Nation isn't going to find you out, girl? That's not how that works,
right? Was she more hurt that he wanted to see other people, or that he said, "I didn't know who you were 2 weeks ago"?
Hilarious to both of those.
That is like, what a drag. Like, he got her.
Yeah.
He said, let's go to hell together. I'm dragging you there.
But Brendan's already on the fast track to hell because rumors are going around the beach that he had a thing with Piper before going on the season. Like, does he also have somebody at home? How deep is their connection? That's the thing we were like. Is the Piper thing like a pre-Paradise thing or is it a post-Paradise thing? Like, what's going on there?
There was an article that came out about them, you know, like the Us Weekly type of articles that that they're spotted together. And that was before they left for filming. So I have a hard time believing that the rest of the cast didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Like that Natasha, who has a podcast, didn't know about it. I don't know.
Interesting.
And why is he not making out with Natasha, but he'll make out with Demi?
Natasha's so hot. Like, he knows she's too good for him. That's the thing.
That's probably what it is.
No, none of these men know when women are too good for them, or they wouldn't even try anymore.
True. But then Ivan and Jesenia go on a date. We can, I would say, let's give it 25 seconds to talk about it. Okay. Let me set my timer.
Okay. What did they even do on their date?
They look at each other.
Yeah.
Okay, and go. Yeah, they talked to each other. They had to take their shoes off to eat dinner. They had a nice time. I will say Ivan did have a conversation with Jesenia, which I thought was interesting, about like how he brought up talking about race on his season and that he got really great responses from it. But when the women did it on Matt James' season, they got a lot of racist stuff thrown at them. And stop. That is Jesenia and Ivan's date. Congrats to them. I do love Ivan.
I didn't remember that happening. So I'm glad that you were able to break it down for me.
I forgot it happened too. It just came crashing back to me.
Yeah, these dates are pretty forgettable for the most part, until the one with the, you know, noses on a plate that we'll talk to later. Yeah.
We will. Yes. Unfortunately, but we will. And then
we talk about like some of the other couples that we don't see at all, but they, I mean, ended up getting roses. So it's the guys handing out roses. So it was sort of this play to figure out where these roses are going. Because ones like Jesenia and Ivan are given. So we have this Victoria P drama that comes up. And she like sets her sights on James, but then has this whole back and forth that she doesn't remember his name. Do you think that was just like her trying to be funny, or did she really not know his name?
I don't think she knew his name.
Okay. I will give her that he doesn't really look like a James to me either. So I could see like, you know, like you look more like a Jordan or something else. But she at least was smart about trying to find somebody, because I was trying to figure out what was Kelsey doing, what was Goddess Victoria doing. They weren't even like having any strategy, really.
Goddess Victoria was like, look, you just look at someone and smile for 5 seconds and they'll come to you. No. Mm-mm, baby girl, no.
Yeah.
What, like, they have the power right now. You have to go to them. You have to suck it up and you have to go to them. I don't like it. I would never. Right. I would never allow a man to have power over me like that. Victoria's doesn't want to allow it either, and it's not working great for her. She has no strategy.
Right. And then there was, like, what's going on with Deandra and Carl? Because they end up being a couple, or at least a rose couple, but we've seen literally nothing of the two of them interact. So,
which is fine by me. Okay. I like Deandra.
Right.
Who TF is Carl?
Oh no, he was on last season and he was an absolute disaster.
I listened to at least most of the recaps of last season. What was he known for?
Being an absolute disaster.
He was the one who told Katie that there were a lot of multiple guys, they're not there for the right reasons, but he wouldn't give her any names. And so he's just kind of throwing everyone else under the bus and sort of trying to create like a spectacle where there wasn't really anything. And then after the fact, once it was found out that Thomas wasn't there for the right reasons, then tried to take credit for it. Like, oh, that's who I was talking about. It was Thomas.
Oh.
All the time, so.
Well, but again, like, was Thomas so bad?
I don't even know at this point.
I feel like it was like he really got pushed into a corner. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like I remember y'all and Chappelle talking about how, like, yeah, who cares if he wants to be the Bachelor?
At least they admitted it, right? No one else is admitting it.
No one else is going to say, everyone else feels that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like Carl now has tried to sort of join the group of guys that are against Thomas to sort of cover up. But we saw one little like scene of him karate chopping the air. And that was all we've gotten from him so far.
Oh, when he was fighting. Okay, mm-hmm. I know who that is. Then never mind. Why are all of the men so obsessed with what all the other men are doing? That's my big question.
That's just how they were on their season, too. And it's just like focus on yourself.
Like, I did like that TikTok I sent you where the men unionized. But other than that, like, why are you all so wrapped up in each other's business? Like, I feel like even the women were not like so caught up in each other's business either, except I don't know.
Yeah, it does feel a lot like it's just Katie's season replaying, and that's not what I look for in this show. I want to like kind of have new dynamics. So I think maybe they started out with too many in the original cast of Katie's guys, and instead of like them actually trying to talk to the women, they're just hanging out together and discussing Thomas even more. Who hasn't even made it there yet?
I just want to see hot people make out on the beach. Like, that's why I'm here. And like, yes, there was some of that, but there was not nearly enough of that.
Right. So what do you think about Victoria? We talked about, you know, listen to your heart. Having supposedly a country singer boyfriend back home and coming here. Coming to the beach so that cameras will follow her back home and share his story.
I mean, like, what a wild, like, assumption.
Well, but I feel like the fact that she left is, like, confirmation.
Well, she said right at the end there that she was like, I have a lot to go back to.
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah, interesting.
Oh, another Bachelor strategy. Contestant dating a country singer. Groundbreaking.
Yeah, like, get an original thought.
Yeah, so apparently Kelsey also lives in Nashville, and Tammy, I don't think Tammy lives in Nashville, but just is friends with Victoria from her season. Is that a friend move, though, to, like, then go to James and be like, yeah, so she's got somebody back home, and she doesn't know your name?
That is not a friend move.
No, a friend move is to be like, you take your friend into the bathroom, you're like, listen, nobody can find out, and this is what his name is. Remember it. Like, buck up. Like, come on. We're in the game here. That's what a friend is going to do. A friend is not ratting you out to the boy that you're like, you've barely started talking to people. Like, it is not that deep.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what would have happened if she had stayed? He would have given the rose and then... I don't know. Like, she probably would have like wrote it out for a while with him, because if she does have someone back home, she's not going to like jump to the next person when they come in. So it might have been a better strategy, because he ends up giving his rose to Demi instead, and she's going to go to the next best thing. Like, she is not into him at all. So,
well, was he allowed to give his rose to anyone but Demi, though? Like, even if Victoria stayed, I think that Demi was getting that rose regardless.
Right.
Honestly, the producers probably talked to the girls and were like, oh, so we heard that Victoria has someone at home. Do you think that's okay? Do you think that's the right thing? Because they were like, Demi's crashing and burning. Abort, abort. Like, get the defibrillator. Clear. Like, she is staying.
This makes a lot more sense as to why they would bring this up. Because, yeah, who else was Demi going to get the rose from? I thought, you know, a good pairing, like, Carl needed to be with somebody that is going to kind of have that same drama, I feel like, for him to get any airtime. So maybe he is genuine in choosing Deandra, because she's not causing drama, but I feel like if he had gone for Victoria, the other Victoria or Demi, that might have, you know, solved that problem. But yeah, Demi had to stay. And I don't know what Kelsey's intentions, if she had somebody that she was hoping would show up, but she didn't really put the effort in to try to get at least that rose that'll take you to the next episode so that you can wait for that person to show up. So is it just like they get a good like chunk of cash for showing up at all? And then it's like, okay, peace out. I have no problem.
I mean, I would show up on the beach for $1,200.
Right? Mm-hmm. Especially after the year we've had.
Yeah. Sign me the hell up. Well, I don't care how many crabs are wandering around.
Well, that's like they're doing like a Bachelor in Paradise in Canada that's going to film in, I think, Banff.
I thought it was in Muskoka's.
I don't know. It's somewhere like that. And they're casting like new people too, not just like Bachelor franchise people. And I'm like, okay, well, like, should I apply for that?
Yeah.
I'm not. But I'm like, not Bachelor hot is the problem.
Come on. Who amongst us is?
Right.
Just do it. Just apply. Be like, I think you should do it. You're hot enough.
One time we had that fan that was on Bachelor Games. No, Bachelor Pad. Right?
Yeah.
And then she made it onto the regular show for one episode. So
this could be my path to becoming an influencer.
Could.
Yeah.
Plus you have reality TV experience. So they'll get starstruck.
Oh my god, the people be like, oh, sorry, I'm like, do you know who I am? And I'll be like,
that could be your storyline. Like,
I'm like, no, I don't. Who are you?
Be like, if nobody recognizes me, then I'm gonna cause so much drama.
You're like, listen, I was on reality TV for 3 whole minutes as the devil, and I will be a demon straight from hell, okay, if nobody likes me.
I think it's something to consider.
Then we could podcast about it, and this would be the dream.
I feel like I don't need to know what you two think about me.
You know, we deeply love you, and we would personally fight anyone who didn't.
Yes.
I feel like I would do something stupid, and it would be, I don't know. Anyway, I've taken us off the bat again.
No worries.
Oh, no, we are not talking about Bachelor in Paradise.
Can we talk about how Grocery Store Joe is, like, deeply unwell?
Yeah, he's not doing great, is he?
Like, he just keeps going, like, oh, it's just like with Kendall. It's just like with Kendall. I'm like, sir, that worked for you for a 2-year relationship. It's not the worst thing in the world if it's just like Kendall.
Very true. And I didn't need to see clips sexual of Leo on my video? I didn't need to see him on my screen.
For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Before we get to that, let's quickly go through who got roses so that we can remind ourselves of this entire cast. This must have been the deciding factor of that Wells would be brought in to be the master of ceremonies, because that was sort of like maybe like in the news a little bit later, like, oh, Wells has a new role. But clearly David Spade was like, I want an early flight out of here, so I'm not going to do that part of it. And Wells stepped in, but so he leads that rose ceremony. I have to say, did not miss the previous host whatsoever. So Ivan and Jesenia, as we talked about, she gets that rose. Noah and Abigail, one of those couples that after the first episode, they just kind of fade into the background because they're still going strong. Joe and Serena P. So not really trouble in paradise yet with them. Connor and Marissa, So we'll see how that goes. Trey and Tajwan, Carl and Deandra, Brendan gives it to Natasha, and Aaron to Tammy. So Serena C made some effort at least to try to get a rose from Aaron by kissing him, like on the beds that they have there. But then Tammy just sort of one-upped her right after that. And so it was like, but at least, you know, she put in some effort there to last-ditch effort.
So who do we say goodbye to?
Oh, and Kenny to Mari. So we said goodbye to Serena C, Kelsey, and Victoria L, aka Goddess Victoria. So she didn't cause, you know, much of a ruckus there as we might have thought. So
are we disappointed to see any of these people go?
I don't know them, so no.
I would have liked to see a little more from Kelsey, but I'm not like heartbroken that she's no longer with us.
Yeah, I was just surprised that she seemed to just be content with that's all it was going to be. Like, if she wasn't feeling it, she wasn't feeling it. So I would have thought that she wanted to stay there and try to make more of a name for herself there. Oh, and then we lost Victoria, the other Victoria, because James gives his rose to Demi and she just like pieces out before that. So so let's move on to the next episode with a new host. How are we feeling about Lance Bass overall?
Ethan literally said to me, oh, this is the guy from the circle.
No.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Haley, I am willing to be roommates with you when the divorce is finalized.
And he also said, this is AJ, right?
Well, you know, this is where Lance's career is now. So I was actually surprised that these people knew who he was.
They're like the perfect demographic. I feel like in a few years, they won't.
Yeah.
This group specifically, yes. Who was the most excited and why was it Connor?
Right. He had the moves down. Like, he was singing along. He had the choreography. It started to make sense that they were just like, okay, we got to break out all these puns. It's your host. It's going to be me. And yeah, they brought out this boombox that said, play me. And that's how they guessed who their new host was. Definitely more professional, I would say. As like, he's taking on the host role. He showed up for a date later in the episode, which I'm sure David Spade was supposed to do at some point. So I'll give him props for that.
But yeah, he definitely seemed more committed than David Spade did, because he literally didn't even welcome everybody in.
Yeah.
Whereas Lance Bass was like, okay, well, I'll read you the questions on the date. He was charming when it was really uncomfortable and everyone was making out.
Yeah. And he sat down with them and kind of got the tea from them. It seemed like that's kind of a new role for the host, like kind of stepping in for what Wells typically does and got like groups of contestants together. So yeah, he stepped it up a bit, but didn't have like the quick quips that, I don't think he's going to have like a funny end segment anytime soon.
It's too bad he didn't bring his assistant.
For $5. Do you remember what her name is?
Laura? I think it's an L.
Lisa? I have no idea.
Lisa.
Oh, it could be Lisa, maybe.
Okay, I'm going to give myself $5.
She could be back.
Oh, no,
there.
It was Lisa. It was Lisa.
Is that what I said?
Is she staying with him?
No, that's what Amy said.
No, she said Laura.
Yeah.
Did I say Laura?
You said Lisa first, and then I confirmed.
Never mind. It's fine. My brain is not working, so I just completely didn't track the conversation that we were just in.
How darest be? JK. So what next? What happened next? And
let's talk about the entrance or the like the credits. Because we also got the debut of the credits on these episodes. I was
again
a little more disappointed.
Was like two on the nose.
But it was awkward too. Like, it didn't even look like she actually cares about stirring the pot. It's just like she looks smug that she had this idea. She doesn't look like she cares about it. It's so stupid. I miss like old Demi.
They used to have just way more clever ones. Like, there weren't enough that I was like, aha. Uh-huh. I didn't even, like, do a ha-ha. So
I laughed at Tajwan's, and I laughed at James's.
James, he had the pinata.
Yeah, and I giggled at Brendan's,
the rash guard turtleneck. So that was
which
good.
One was the cat costume?
Mm. Connor.
I was like, you're leaning into it too hard, too buddy. Much.
Yeah, mm-mm. I agree.
Yeah, maybe if he had just like batted at something, but to actually bring the costume there, no.
Well, you think that's his costume?
It was his costume from his season.
No, production didn't give that to him. That was his.
No, that's his.
What? I just assume that whenever someone looks like a dumb fucking idiot, that it's because of production.
No, he did get it. He did a great job of that himself.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. Sorry for swearing.
It's okay. No.
Well, Kristen,
there's no children listening to this.
Okay, you guys both are like cat owners, cat people.
Yeah.
And in any universe, would that turn you on? Because Katie actually like was really into that night one.
No, nobody. I mean, I guess if I was a furry, maybe, but I'm not. So I'm not into that.
Yeah.
Other people, like, if people are into that, go have fun. Have consensual fun with other people who enjoy that.
Yes.
Not for me personally.
Right. Yeah. So Noah, his was just like basically what Chris Harrison's used to be, like just sitting on a chair and smiling. So there's just too many like straightforward ones or ones that like Tammy had like the available sign. And I guess because she's a realtor, but I didn't put anything together. Like,
yeah, I didn't either.
Like a house is available, renting is available. I don't know. So, too many things. Like, we don't know these people enough to really know what their like joke would be. So, hopefully, Thomas. Like, I don't think we saw any from him, but he should be like bumping into something because he's so tall, and that was his.
Yeah, like, that's good.
But
or like he could be standing in a shower and the shower head doesn't hit him, or like
it needs to be something. Like something about that.
Like, I remember I used to work at an apartment building and someone came in and they had like specifically noted on their showing notes ahead of time, like they're looking for suites that are actually tall enough for them because nowhere in the world is like tall enough for them. And they
did you
were
show it to Thomas?
It was not Thomas. But this man, I wasn't even supposed to take the showing and I had to cover for a coworker and I was furious that I had to cover for the showing. I walk out and I see this man and I was like, never mind. Thank you, God, for this opportunity. Like, this is my future husband. Like, I swear to God. And I like took him on the show. He was so tall and he was so good looking and he was a pharmacist.
Ooh.
And I was like, okay, perfect. I've met my future husband. Like, I'm not kidding. And then he never came back. So I never got to talk to him again. And people were like, oh, just like look up his phone number in the system and text him. And I was like, absolutely not, under no circumstances. So
I think it's illegal.
If it's not illegal, it is certainly immoral and desperate. And I don't want to be either of those things. So never did it. But like he was like, yeah, I keep going to apartments and I can't even like get in the shower.
Mm.
And I was like, okay,
let me help you. Step aside. Yeah.
I am a lady.
Well, I think if you're that tall, like it just becomes a talking point, right? And we got a whole montage when Thomas comes in. The ladies are, you know, really excited. The men, not so much.
They're intimidated.
Yeah, I think that has to be why they were like, they come for him so much. Because
like, I think that has to be why they hate him in the first place, is they're jealous that they did not grow to be as tall as he did.
Yeah, it's got to be because he was totally pleasant with everyone. He's a little awkward, I think, like a little dorky, but he was making conversation. He was greeting everybody and pulled all the women to talk to them. And then we see a montage of that. He said the same thing basically to all of them, like, oh, you know, you'll have to warn me if I'm about to hit something. And I don't know. Was this like that damning of evidence?
He has a game plan. Who doesn't? Who among us does not have a game plan?
Yeah. I would have liked if they had, Haley, if they had found a clip. He must have said this on Katie's season at some point. They just never aired it because it wasn't important, but I'm sure that they could have dug into the footage and we could have seen him say this to Katie. That would have been a little better than seeing like Leo or something.
I agree. Definitely. I feel like Thomas gets a little bit of a bad rap. I don't know. I'm not good at this sometimes. I think good at like seeing if people are like what their scoop is. I don't know.
I think what Thomas needs to do is he needs to make his move, finding some way to compare his hand size to the girl's hand size. And they can be like, oh my God, your hand is so big. And he can be like, oh my God, you're so little. And I feel like that would work for him way better than, oh, warn me if I'm going to hit something.
Is that something you enjoy, being like tiny? Is that why you like tall guys? Because you want to be tiny?
That's definitely part of it. That is definitely part of it. It's because society has done this to me and society is evil. And I can understand that society has done this to me while still, you know, feeling that way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like there is definitely like a part of me that's like, oh, well, I'm like kind of tall for a girl. So I like just want to feel little.
I guess so, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've truly never had that problem. If somebody's like 5'6", like
yeah, because you're so me. Like you're so cute and little.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, very maybe small, somewhere with huge in feet. Between. Like I, as long as they're taller than me, is kind of how I view it.
And that's like and truly that how tall, it is. So it's,
yeah, yeah.
Like that truly is the vibe. Like I'm not gonna be like, oh, well, you have to be like 6'4" to ride or anything like that.
Right. I love how Aaron is like talking about it like, oh, do I ever, you know, mention how tall I am? But like by doing that, he's bringing up how tall he is to everyone else too. So
and wait, how tall was he?
He's probably like 6'3" or something.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Like at that point, you're just like a tall man. It's not notable. Like 6'6" is notable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it seemed like pretty much everyone wanted a date from him. Maybe not Tajwan, because she was kind of like on Trey's side of things. But were you surprised that Serena agreed to go on a date with him? I feel like
No, that's the point. This is the point.
That's true. This is what I complain about on other seasons where like they lock in on somebody so early that they won't even go on a date. So I appreciate this about her.
Yeah. And I like that she had a conversation with Joe being like, listen, I am going to go on this date. I think it's.
And she didn't go to Joe first. Like she didn't go to Joe. Like, is it okay? So I like that she like told them like, this is what's up. We didn't see a lot of their date. Just them making out.
Yeah, I personally hate when people like say no to the dates on this show. Me too.
Yeah, because then we don't get this kind of drama. We don't get to see grocery store Joe. So let's talk about this kind of.
Yeah, he's having a crisis.
Because like somebody who was a teen 4 years ago made out with another guy.
Like he, grocery store Joe's 35. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're too old for this shit, buddy. Like. This is the game. You've done this before. You know how it works. So I don't feel any sympathy for you. You obviously really messed up with the love of your life because you're too attached to Chicago. Okay. You messed up.
Mm-hmm.
You think he'll leave and be like, oh my God, no, I'm still in love with Kendall.
It's gotta be like, yeah, multiple things that are bothering him. Not just, it's probably like, oh my God, I'm way too old for this. And like, you know, coming back and just sort of like being the odd one out. And
why is he in gym shorts?
he packed practically. I saw another meme going around that he was like preparing for Survivor because he has like the buff going on. He's just, yeah, wasn't like ready to like do the influencer thing down there as like the recent casts were. So yeah, we didn't get to see like a lot of the actual conversation except on the date itself. With we saw them making out a bunch, like him holding her, and so she got that out of her system, but we didn't get to like actually see if there was real chemistry there, like what led to that. We saw in their conversations just him telling her why all the guys hate him, and I think that's when she was like, yeah, like you're just fun to make out with. but we don't learn what her decision is until she tells Joe what her decision is. So she finally, like, he feels relieved because she says, yeah, I just told him, like, we should, like, he should pursue other people. So finally Joe can relax, at least for this week. Until Kendall shows up eventually.
I do think that Joe is like a really great example of like an anxious attachment style, which is very, very relatable to me. So that I feel like that's also a problem where I'm like, too much. Like, oh, the person's not in front of you. Okay, they hate you. Got it.
Yeah, and I don't know how that doesn't seem like that matches with Serena P. Yeah. So we'll see how this plays out.
Because also, again, she's, what, like 23?
Right. Yes.
A baby.
Yes. So we also see Riley arrive. Haley, were you excited to see Riley?
No.
No?
He wasn't, like, my favorite on Tayshia's season. Okay. But I thought, but, like, after the episode, I'm like, he was the highlight of the episode. Like, he brought a great amount of drama for this episode.
True.
And not like negative drama. I didn't feel like it leaned like negative or rude or hard at all. Like, I just, well, some of it leaned hard. but I did enjoy what he brought to this episode.
Yeah.
Now, was there a lot of drama in this episode?
Just around like who's gonna, like, which woman is he gonna steal? Like, whose guy, like, which guy is he gonna upset, kind of thing. Which is sort of the same as what Thomas brought, but nobody can hate on Riley. Like, he was a beloved, like, the guys on his season loved him. And I feel like he was an audience favorite.
I think I just don't care about men feeling bad.
That has to go on the RGP out of context.
Keep it that's in context, baby.
So I was surprised that this was like, who was number one on Taj's list. Like, that was, seemed like her reason for coming to Paradise. So suddenly, like, it's Trey who, you know, I didn't realize that she wasn't really that into Trey and was sort of like, he was maybe just a, like, a getting by Rose until, like, hopefully Riley showed up.
Well, like, every other confessional was about his uncles and not about him. And yeah. So I was like, okay, well, this is not built to last.
True. So she's melting down in many ways, seeing him arrive, and is just really flustered, doesn't know what to do, which maybe, like, hurt her chances, or I don't know. Do we think that Riley was talking to any of these people? Because I feel like everybody was talking.
Yes, it did feel like that.
So it seemed like he knew, like, hey, Taj, come talk to me.
Yeah. So
maybe she was expecting something, and he was just smitten by somebody else from, like, the initial chats, but he pulls everyone away. And then for the date card, chooses Marissa. So, but Connor is not worried, you guys, at all.
No, he is not. I loved how, like, he tried to play it so cool, and he was like, and I do appreciate that he was, like, he was at least, like, attempting to put on a good face, like, even though he was devastated, he at least was like, you look so nice, have fun, like, I hope you have a good time.
Yeah, she walked right past him. She did not
not good.
Yeah. She dressed up for this date, and I think Marissa, I think, was smart to, like, go after Connor, and she probably had Riley on her list and not Connor, because nobody knew these guys to put them on their list. But he's trying to put on a brave face and just be like, oh, it's cool, it's just a date, right? But he's, like, so, like, speaking so softly and, like, looks so sullen about it. So
he goes and grabs his ukulele and, like, he's like,
he has to start playing that song that was in his intro for, you know, the other women to get some validation. Yes, but this date was truly horrifying.
Worst case scenario.
But it's just like, I thought we were done with this. I thought we were done with, like, weird food eating on, like, our stories. It just feels unnecessary. And also,
like, it's problematic, first of all, because it's like basically being like, oh, only one type of food is normal and everything else is gross and weird, when like there are many like different kinds of people across the world who eat all different kinds of food. So first of all, that's bad. Mm-hmm. Second of all, I don't want to watch people like gagging or feeling sick or not enjoying something. I don't care about that. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they would rather like eat something that repulses them, even though they might end up liking it afterwards, than just reveal like their body count. Who cares? Who cares how many people you slept with? Nobody. Nobody cares. It does not matter. It is a bullshit metric. Mm-hmm. And enough.
Like, why? Any of these questions, it's like, what were the stakes that they could just be like, they could lie, they could just say anything. Yeah. Like, there was no, like, it wasn't like they were hooked up to the polygraph or something. So, yeah.
Like, on Love Island this year, someone said that their body count was zero-ish. And we knew that that was a lie because they had previously been exposed to having literally broken a bed frame while having sex before. And guess what? Nothing happened to him. So like, you could just say anything. You could be like, oh, what's like a normal loan? I don't know. It could be like six.
Five.
I don't know.
I don't know. Normal. Anywhere between 5 and like 15. I don't know. Is that normal? Is that average?
It could be more. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, and so nice.
Lance Bass was there. It was Lance's Bassery instead of a Brasserie, yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You know, a solid C minus work on the pun there. Right. Production, like.
Yeah. So then he got to choose what they would eat if they chose not to answer it, and then it was kind of, but it did at least, I guess, these questions. Some of them helped build this amazing chemistry, or like, that they had together. Marissa and Riley seemed to like really hit it off.
They feel very close to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did some making out. They went to the Boom Boom Room, and you know what? Good for them. That's the point of the show.
Right. Well, Connor has no idea. So I guess he's going to find out next week. We got a little tease about that, but.
Oh, he's going to be mad.
Yeah. But like, what does he have to be mad about?
It's well, the nothing. Point of
the show.
He has nothing to actually be mad about. It's not like he's in a relationship with Marissa, but like, he's going to be upset because he was already upset that she like looked hot for her date. Right. So he's going to be pissed, and I can't wait to see it because he deserves to die mad, you know?
What about Trey? Does he deserve to feel upset seeing how upset Taj was to not get asked on a date?
That is tough.
I mean, I feel like it's a kind of thing where you're naturally going to feel some kind of way. Mm-hmm. But she didn't get asked. You could be the one to comfort her. You could be the one to be like, see, I really like you. He doesn't like you like I like you. Like, you could use that as an opportunity instead of just being a like toddler about it and throwing a tantrum.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see. Who else do we have to talk about on this episode? Thomas trying to like, I don't know, smooth things over with the guys and the guys.
I appreciated that. And then Serena came in and was like, what? He was talking shit about Trey the entire time. And Taj is like, excuse me. And told Trey. And Trey's like, listen, dude, do not talk to me ever again.
Yeah. So, yeah. Because what did he tell her? Like, that he's not mature or something? He's not, that he felt like he was his older brother. So, not like the worst thing to say, like that he was just kind of looking out for him. But to say he's emotionally immature, I guess, is. After he just forgave you, then to find that out. So they're just sort of not going to see eye to eye this entire time. But who do we think Thomas is going to go for next now that Serena has told him he needs to move on?
Thomas needs to go for Demi for the drama. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They'll be safe forever if they just make out for a little bit. Like, they'll be fine. Production will be like, this is perfect. This stirs the pot. This is great. They can both go try to date all the new people who come in, but come back to each other every time. It would be perfect for the show. It's what he needed to do.
Yeah. And I think he wasn't going to pick anyone that was paired up with anyone from his season. I think he is trying to move away from that. So I think he like could maybe go for Mari, but Mari seems locked in on Kenny for whatever reason. But I think he was like purposely not picking Taj or picking Deandra. just because of who they were. Maybe even Demi, because she was paired up with James, even though like she would have been fine to move on. Then let's see, we have the Natasha Brendan stuff, like, kind of comes out a little bit more. We learn that they haven't made out. And so Natasha is just getting upset about that. And
yeah, she's like, obviously it's not a relationship thing because nothing physical has happened. And he's like, oh, we're moving slow.
Yeah, but
in paradise where naturally you'd move slow. Stop it.
Right. So we haven't even seen another rose ceremony. So I think that we've covered most of it. So let's see, I think I can get into.
Yeah, I think we covered what questions. Happened.
Did we get a lot of questions, Haley?
No, because you know who put the thread up today at like 4:30 p.m.?
I think you got a really important question, at least one.
I think so, too.
Okay. Let's go through them. And if you have an email, long-form question, Haley, where can people send them?
You can send it to bachelorwrapup@gmail.com.
All right. Oh, I do see it. This important question. It is from a Kirsten McInnes who says, hi, Haley, big fan. Why did I agree to talk about this show?
I truly strongly armed you into it. Like, I did not. I like.
The trademark move, Haley Strong, strong arm.
Yeah, everything you do is strong arm. Ayo.
I see what you did there. I think I added a question mark to the statement, but it wasn't actually a question.
I mean,
like, you want to talk about the show with us? And it was just like, you are.
I think we need a guest every week because.
You couldn't make me do anything that I don't want to do.
I know.
I love talking to both of you. That's why I'm here. It is because I love you. You were right.
Yeah, it means more knowing that, like, you weren't just like a regular watcher of this anymore. So.
Oh, I will be watching 0 minutes of this anymore. For the rest of the season. Like, I watched this show on 2X, all of the episodes, and I was like, how is it still slow? Like, can I go faster? Like, I don't understand.
Yes, but you see why we need a guest with us, because our podcast would be 20 minutes like the other.
We need moral support, like, and show. I will always be here to support you by listening.
Love it.
And, like, I could draft again one day. Like, you both destroyed me. True. So if you either of you feels like winning, like, I'm a good person for a draft guest.
Yes. Now we just, we will take you up on that for sure. We have our next one lined up, but. Tara Renee wants to know, I've only been watching the franchise since the start of quarantine. Can you give us a little Riley backstory? Okay. Yeah, Haley.
Haley, do you remember? Because I don't.
So I remember that. He's a lawyer, and he had an emotional reveal with Tayshia. Like, he was really, I think he said he loved her and he was really into her, but he left around final six. And I think it was pretty emotional, but he had that story about, like, he had a different name.
And oh, yes.
So, like, he changed his name, and it was because of his father was, I don't want to, like, mess it up, but. Like, he was estranged from his father or something. Mm-hmm. So he had, like, sort of things that he wanted to reveal to her, and took a while to reveal them.
And did he leave outside of a rose ceremony? Like, was she like, I have so much respect for Riley that I need to send him home, like, outside of this?
I think so. Yeah. Kind of an emotional exit. I don't remember the exact reasons behind why he changed his name, but it was something, like, to do with, like, his father and not wanting to, I think it was, like, to kind of honor his mom more or something. Like, he was named after his father, and there was some issue there.
Yeah.
So. Well, it wasn't to hide from his father, because he's on TV, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was he changed his first name to Riley.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's all coming back to me now. Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that clip is out there that we could get, like, more of the story. I would recommend looking up, like, just look up, like, sort of, like, there's probably, like, a best of Riley on YouTube or something.
Perfect. Easy.
Yeah. Garrett Rupp says that Demi needs to contact Greg's acting coach.
Yeah, like it's just been so like fake.
It's so obvious. Like, yeah. Ugh, she's not even trying. Like, they must be just paying her so much money just to be there. And she's like, okay, this is the character I'll be playing today.
Right. Like, even just the fact that they're like, okay, you've got to go for the men here because we need you to come in this week. And she's like, okay, I'm just going for the men now.
Oh, yeah. And you know, they were like, listen, we've had enough. You have to go for men this time.
We need some of these men to stick around. Yeah. Alex Pacelli, how tall is Thomas again?
6'6". Yep. It's notable. Hey, now we should remember that.
Yeah. Repeat it. We're gonna
6'6", though, honestly, is like too tall.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say about that, you know?
Yeah. Mari. Wonderful Mari, who I will be podcasting with in like 10 minutes. She's love joining her. Me and Asia to talk about Married at First Sight, says, how do you feel about the Brendan Piper situation and how he is being portrayed on the show? Oh, this is a very good question.
Would I still want to make it with him? Yes.
I don't care about any of these people's outside of the show relationships. Like they're all talking to everyone from the greater Bachelor cinematic universe in the time leading up to VIP, like hoping that they'll be able to click with someone ahead of time and keep themselves safe. Like they're all doing that.
Yeah.
And like
maybe they just with tested Piper, it out a like, little more.
Yeah, maybe it's a little bit further along, but like you know, she knows that he went, so it's gonna be fine.
Yeah, do you think they're going to leave Paradise together? Like,
I mean, maybe. Unless she, like, falls in love with someone else.
Yeah, I don't think they could have been dating that long. That I guess it's plausible that he is still open to, like, a relationship with Natasha or Demi. It seemed like, you know, he decided against, like, pursuing more with Demi. But it would suck if he's just totally stringing Natasha along, because I think she went in there with like she didn't need to go to Paradise, you know. I think she just wanted the experience and see if something would come from it. So
yeah,
but Piper is gonna show up because we saw her in previews. So yeah, I think he's just so low-key that like he can't really handle like if there is more drama from it. Like I don't think he's like nefarious or anything like that. I think he like, I don't think he's like totally lying. I think it's like, yeah, we've had deeper conversations, me and you, Natasha, than Piper.
He likes someone and also he wants to be on TV.
Yeah. They don't want to miss out on their Bachelor in Paradise shot. And I think if they, somebody else really like floats their boat, then they're going to go that way. I don't think they're like super committed to each other and like we have to stay together. But I think they're like, hey, let's stay as long as it takes for me to get there, too. Kellyanne White says, I would give anything to drink mimosas and gossip with Lance Bass on the beach. Yeah, would that be extra motivation to just try to get at least a friendship rose if you weren't feeling it?
I think so.
Well, how long is he going to be around?
Yeah.
Just 1 week, and then we're getting Titus Burgess. Or I don't know if he's next week or the week after, but I would want to hang out with him, too. Yeah. So
are these not, like, nobody would commit to the whole 4 weeks or whatever, or that they're trying to test people out?
I think they're testing people out.
I also think nobody wants to do this for 4 weeks.
I feel like Lance Bass would do this for four weeks.
I think he would.
I guess.
What did we think about the conversation? It was like, was it Kenny and maybe Noah? They're like, it's got to be a woman coming in next to host, right?
Oh, imagine that, a woman hosting the show? Come on.
On the Bachelor franchise?
I mean, we just saw two women. Isn't that enough women for us?
Like, what, you want more women?
Ugh, God, more women.
Disgusting. How dare you?
Exactly. So, yeah, not going to happen this time around, but we'll see what happens next time. So, that's all we have. Haley, do you have any other takes?
Of course I do. Doug texted me. He watched it with his dad and had a nice time.
Great.
Hi, Doug.
So he said, have you ever called somebody a minor idiot? Is that a compliment? No, but I'm going to start calling people a minor idiot.
Oh, yeah.
I am a minor idiot.
That was Victoria's line who was it? To Demi. Yeah, you're not an idiot, but you are a minor idiot for choosing Brendan.
I'm a little rattled that the world has been denied the possibility of Carl getting a relationship with either of the Victorias. The crazy statements might have literally collapsed the universe.
Yeah, this show, it reminded me, like, what Victoria was like. Because wasn't she kind of known, the Victoria P, wasn't she kind of known as, like, being a liar? Like, oh, I don't know that Aaliyah at all.
Yeah.
And now she's lying about the guy back home. So she's in her own world. Oh, but we didn't discuss waking up in the morning and peeing outside. Would that be
nobody does that? Not one person does that. I don't even believe she knows anyone who's done that, unless you're camping. Like, it's just not factual.
Yeah, maybe the people that have the outdoor showers, and so they're like, they live in a nice climate, and they're like the people that also pee in showers, so that maybe that works. But yeah, I never heard of like that being a question, like, oh, you know, like you might ask toilet paper roll over or under, peeing outside instead of peeing in the bathroom first thing in the morning.
She might as well have asked if he pees in the kitchen sink. Like, nobody does that. No, not one person does that. Stop it.
It's a Louisiana thing.
And if anybody listening does that, I don't want to know. You're disgusting and you need to do better, and you probably also need God, okay?
I'm thinking these guys might be doing this on the beach now. Like, she set something
ew!
Up.
Probably, yeah. Like a giant litter box?
Yeah. yes.
Would you rather listen to self-help talk from Victoria, P, or Carl? Mm-hmm. Fight Carl in karate, or be such a boring person that not even the woman pursuing you on national television can remember your name? Probably the latter, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because that gave him more airtime for her not remembering his name.
Point,
now
point.
We remember that it's James.
Yeah, and he should be thanking her for not knowing his name.
Because he was the one who showed up in a box, and so even when the casts were announced, like, they wouldn't have known his name, right? Because I think they had the cast list coming into Paradise, and they knew, like, okay, Katie's guys have been released. That's about all they knew. But he didn't get released, like, because he was box guy. So that was not a smart move on his part.
Has there ever been a more accurate summarization of the show than David Spade revealing the host is almost nothing and the contestants are just there to go on Cameo?
Yes, I love this part of it. That he wants them, like, pay them $9 for them to say happy birthday to him. Like, I need this to happen. Who is going to be the cheapest? Like, who will actually charge $9?
James.
Because no one will be able to find him. They won't know his name.
Yeah.
This would be such a smart move if one of them actually just did that. Like, they're in on the joke and they're like, okay.
Yeah.
$9.
Fair enough.
But I've always said that the host didn't do anything. So I like that he threw that shade.
Amy got me a cameo for my birthday of a former Bachelor contestant.
I did.
Is it someone I know?
It was our boyfriend, Diggy.
Oh, I know Diggy.
Yeah.
New dad.
That's key. He should have done that for free.
No, yeah, he was to support, like, him. Usually I have to explain who I am, but you're my friend. Like, this is great.
Aw, cute. Yeah, I miss so Diggy. Cool. What's Diggy up to these days?
He just had a baby a couple weeks ago.
Aww. Named Teddy.
Yeah. Teddy. Cute.
Congratulations, Diggy.
Girl.
I'm sure Teddy. He's listening.
Yeah, he gave up once we weren't talking about him anymore, which is fair.
Yeah.
He said, my dad was shocked at the rules of the show and was in the middle of asking how people could find love when in the background, Serena said she wanted to sit on Aaron's face. He then watched Aaron proclaim that he had a boner. He then said, none of these people will find love.
True.
See, I love that Doug's takes. A lot of times he'll bring up things that we glossed over. So
yeah, he really is good at hitting the highlights that we have missed.
Serena C, she did, like, freestyle a little bit, and then she did that, like, I want to sit on your, and then, like, Ryan, like, made it seem like she was going to say that, and then didn't, so, yes. We didn't know that she had those skills. So, like, Brittany-esque from Big Brother.
Oh, my God.
Maybe she and Connor, because they, like, you know, Connor had these amazing puns that he was impressing everyone with, too.
Like, what, you want him to start rapping?
Yeah, the two of them could be, like, you know, dueling piano.
Yeah, he's
piano,
like, Connor rapping ukulele. Is like, my name is Connor, and I'm here to say, I know puns. I say them every day. Like, yes. Shut up. Like, it's too much.
Yes. All right. Anything else that you guys want to say about this wonderful season of VIP?
I want to say thank you, and I love you, and I'm sorry that I don't know who anybody is.
I mean, no, we don't even know who everyone is. Kirsten, where can people find you on the internet if they wish to find you on the internet?
You can find me on every platform at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/KirstenSaidWhat, where I'm streaming like 2 to 3 times a week-ish right now. I have a weekly Riverdale recap podcast with Mary Kwiatkowski over on Kowski Cast.
Still haven't been asked, but okay.
We need to schedule Spoilerdale, but we've been busy. Let Big Brother end, okay?
Okay.
God, you're next on the list, Haley. You are next on the list.
I swear to God, I've been next on the list for 18 months.
Well, yeah, we haven't recorded another one in some time. And then also, I do have a weekly BoJack Horseman rewatch podcast with the amazing Lindsay Wilson called BoJack Horse Pod. And I would love if people would check that out as well.
She is quite possibly one of the funniest people I've ever talked to.
I love her so much. I just could not possibly love her more than I do right now. And she's like moving to BC like this week.
She is.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna get to go on a ferry and visit her and finally meet her in person. And I'm just so excited. We said we're gonna have fondue when we meet up.
Ooh.
You should take over the RHP Instagram that day.
Yeah. I should. I'll message Hannah and be like, hey, no pressure, but I will be taking over.
Hannah listens to this, so this is your official pitch.
Perfect. Hey, Hannah, I really want to take over the Instagram when I go hang out with Lindsay Wilson. Thank you. Call me.
And Haley, where can people find you these days?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. If you want to check out what I'm reading, you can check out at the Strong Library on Instagram. Will I be posting the recaps of 7 Bridgerton books? Probably soon. Yeah, I've read many of them in the span of a week and 3 days.
They're so good.
I have read, I think I'm on my 5th one this week. It's bad that I've like dedicated so much time to this with so little payoff, but you can catch me talking about the best season of Survivor.
Third best season.
I don't know, I just show up when I'm told.
It's the
third best season of Survivor, according to the charts, not according to my hearts, this week. So be on the lookout for that. If it goes over 4 hours, I will nap during the podcast.
Haley, do you have little free library in front of your house? Do you guys do that in Canada where like people build little
houses? Yeah, there's one next to my apartment building.
Nice. Other people have them. I have not. I don't, but I should. Honestly,
I feel like you should brand it. And just have your branding out there. The Strong Library. The Strong Little Library.
That is a good call.
All right. And you can find me on Twitter at RJP Recapper and check out the Married at First Sight Wrap Up, which I co-host with Asia. And we have Mari as a guest this week. So that's going to be amazing. And you don't have to watch the show to tune in either. So, all right, Kirsten, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have to find some other excuse to have you on at some point later on and make you watch something that you don't want to watch because we love talking to you. And everybody else, we will see you next week, probably with somebody else that we are forcing to watch this podcast about it with us.
Unless we have something else going on that day, then it'll just be us, and so we can keep it to a cool 40.
That's true. If we're like, we got plans. All right. Until next time. Bye.